But right now, Donnie, let's find out, am I the jerk?
Let's do it. All right, here we go. Hey, Invasion. Last week, I was tasked with getting some crawfish for a birthday party. I'm not a fan of them, by the way. I'm not a fan of the way they're cooked around here. Plus, the prices are sky high, so I decided to make the drive to Shreveport. I arrive at the crawfish place around 8 a.m. The guy working the counter says they won't have them until 10 a.m., so I'll go back to the car and wait. By the time 10 a.m. rolls around, a line is formed, and I find myself at the back of it. The guy working the counter then calls me to the front and asks for my order. I hear some rumblings from the other customers as I walk to the front, as they clearly didn't realize I was there. I was here 2 hours ago. I ask for 50 pounds, and the moans and groans behind me grow louder. You gotta buy them all? One man yelled. I tried to explain to the line the pricing situation back in Dallas, but they weren't having it. After I get my order and start walking out the counter, guy tells me, the line, good Lord, hang on a second. After I get my order and start walking out, the counter guy tells the line that they're pretty much out of crawfish for the morning.
No way.
And more will be available this evening. Needless to say, I hightailed it out of there. Am I the jerk?
Man, this is interesting.
That's because a sticky got situation. You're there, early. You're first. The dude at the counter recognizes it.
Yeah, very cool of him to do that for you.
And you don't know how much he cooked that day.
And he gets 50 pounds.
Yeah, and if there's no limit and the restaurant's not saying, hey, let's keep it, or this is how much we've made or anything, you have no idea. Yeah, so I don't think this guy is the jerk.
And I don't know what like a standard order of crawfish is either. Like, is it a couple pounds, two or three? Is that what we're looking at?
Like, if you really like crawfish, I've seen people tackle like 4 or 5 pounds per person.
Per person. Yeah, so, like, if you're doing a get together and you're going to get it to, you know, bring it to a thing, so maybe 50's not that crazy, but still, that's.
Yeah, if he's having a crawfish boil, then.
Either.
That would be about right, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Or even more than that. So, man, that's tough.
Maybe that guy undercooked that day. Because, like, if it's a big line and people are there for the crawfish, feels like if we're going 3-4 pound per person anyway, that's like 10 people.
Well, you're also subject to supply and demand. He may have only gotten in 75 pounds of crawfish for the day. Because you're getting them live. And even like in Dallas, most of the time you're going to a good place, you're getting live crawfish. So you may have a lot, but you might also sell out by 7 o'clock at night if you opened at 11, which is what happened to the restaurant.
It's like a small barbecue place. They only have 5 briskets for the entire morning, and if they're out by 9 o'clock, that's the way it works.
Yeah, they've sold out.
Oh, yeah, so they say about 50 pounds is good for 10 to 12 people. So if you're having some people over and you're going to eat some crawfish.
So I don't think that's out of the ordinary to have someone with an order that big. What if the guy that was second in line wanted to get the same thing, or maybe even more?
He's real quiet as everybody's yelling at him.
I know. And he starts yelling too, man, come on. He's like, ooh, I'm glad.
Yeah. He only needed 3 pounds, so like he got his, and now we're really out.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't think he's a jerk.
I don't think there's a jerk in this situation. The counter guy for recognizing he was there 2 hours early. Even the line for getting upset. Hey, if I'm there in line for an hour, and then I'm not able to get anything I want, I'm going to be upset. So I don't think there's a jerk in this situation at
all. Plus, I would imagine the vast majority of that entire line was not there just to order crawfish only for themselves at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you're not going to get 5 pounds just because you're going to have a boil like,
I'm going to eat later tonight, so I was just going to get 5 pounds.
Man, do you enjoy the crawfish boil?
No, I can't stand it.
I've never had a crawfish. I've never peeled one. I've had like a bite of the pasta.
Which is somebody tasty. Else. Like the etouffee or
something. That's fine. Yeah.
If somebody else wants to peel it for me, I'll go. But it's way too much work for way little payoff and then sucking the brains out. I mean, whatever, man.
Yeah, I'm out.
If somebody else does it for me,
you like a baldy?
I mean, I don't like Matt, I don't like peeling it, but if it's part of like a group activity or something, if you go to a boil, it's about the everybody getting around the table or you know, just grabbing potatoes, corn, sausage, all that good stuff. So,
yeah, when
I don't mind the taste of it, but it's a lot of work.
I will usually just eat the potatoes and sausage. People can eat the crawfish. Are you going to open it for me? Because you crack it open, it's like waiting in line for a roller coaster. There's an hour wait for 30 seconds of fun. The crawfish, it takes you a minute to get in for this, I can't like remember. A pea size of food?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever taken a crawfish and eaten it like that. If I have it, it's etouffee, and that's it. It's already peeled.
Yeah, the crustacean in general, like getting through a shell to work through that to get to the deliciousness, lobster, it's
crab.
A lot. It's
crab
a lot.
Legs are, I think lobster's a bit different.
Lobster works different.
I think the
different.
Payoff is it's way so better succulent. In lobster.
There's way more meat to yeah, the lobster.
Than right. the crab leg. Man, that's yeah. a lot of work. For.
Same thing. You I have end to, up cutting my hands the whole time. Yeah,
like, anything that you have to hurts. Eat like 100 of them just to satisfy.
Except nuggets. Chicken nuggets. Delicious. 100 at a time. Okay, there's no work so. There.
And I don't like corn on the cob. And that's another huge part of it. So I'm kind of...
I don't like to eat it, but man, if you get like real Mexican street corn on so the cob, good. It's yeah. phenomenal.
Just take it off the cob and everything yeah, and will
can,
be great.
You can cut it off the on cob the with a knife, but corn it gets all in side. Your teeth and all that.
Yeah, I want everything on the side. That's the one thing. It stays in your teeth.
Yeah, that's what everywhere. Drives me insane.
Our bodies can't break it down. Like, you do not have the enzymes in your body to right. break down corn.
And that's why, thank you. If you've ever changed a diaper of someone that's eaten corn.
Or looked in the toilet after you've eaten it.
Yeah, no, who wants to do that?
We are way over-corned.
Over-corned?
Yeah. He's right. Hot no, he's totally right.
Opinions.
Where are you going where it's over-corned?
Corn syrup is everywhere, man.
It's super cheap to
There's
produce,
a lot of
so.
Stuff that is made out of corn that you don't realize. Yes. There's a lot more corn out there than what
See,
you really
I, when
realize.
I think about that, I don't think of that being over-corned. I'm thinking of, yeah, just corn on just the cob of corn everywhere. Just everywhere, and I don't think that's the case.
No, the government found out that you could use corn for a lot of things a while, I don't know, 30s, 40s, and we
sure.
use a lot. We use a lot of corn. We got to cut it back. It's not good for you.
Correct.
Okay. You heard that here first,
Let's cut
folks.
That back a little bit.
True. All right. What's up, fellas? I took my family to the movies and out bowling one weekend. It was my wife, son, daughter, and myself. We all were laughing, having fun, and it was a great time. Until on our third game, a lady and her son started their game next to us. They did not go select their own bowling balls and started using the ones my family and I were using. So at times we had to wait for the ball to come back so we could bowl our frame. Also, they both bowled at the same time we attempted our bowl. After a few frames of this, I said to the lady, "They have other balls of various sizes along the wall over there. We are using these." She replied, "They are not yours. They are for everyone." I can tell my family's mood changed from the inconvenience, and we finished our game and left. Am I the jerk for saying something to her? And I want to stand on the podium and say, absolutely not.
I agree.
You are not a jerk. Again, I don't know if bowling is an activity when I have the Donovan Independent School District that we need to teach, but there's such an etiquette to this that people totally ignore.
Nobody knows
that
anymore.
Will make your bowling experience right. not fun.
You're supposed to wait for the person in the lane next to you. Like, if they're approaching, you're supposed to stand back and
I don't
allow
know
them who, to bowl, and then you go.
I don't know who has the right of way, but well, someone it, whoever, has to. At the same time, it's very distracting. And I know we're not professionals, but it still takes away from the fun. If you are attempting to roll the ball down the lane and the person next to you just decides, oh, I'm going to do the same thing right there at the same time. And as far as the balls will go, I know they're for everyone, but I selected that one. So at this particular point, that one's mine.
It's really easy to stop this by simply picking your nose and then just going, oh, I'm going to stick this right in that hole.
Okay, you're not doing that. Okay. What's wrong with you?
Or you could say, man, golly, is that fungus still on my finger? Oh, well.
You've got athlete's hand.
If you don't want to talk to the person and but point it's a out conundrum, the obvious though. That it, you went and chose that ball and you'd like to bowl with that ball.
It is a public ball and it's there for everyone to use. But when I get there, that's the one I selected. I feel I have dibs on that.
Do you need to just like, carry moment. It around the whole time? Wait for it to come out of the chute, bring it back to your seat until it's time for you to go again? Protect your ball at all costs?
Most likely, though, there is another ball that's the exact same ball that you're using. Because most bowling alleys don't just have 1 8-pound ball, whatever it is.
You can hire me, because this is right up my alley. No pun intended.
My gosh.
No okay. pun intended. But and, yeah, I mean, I've seen people go to the bowling alley, and they think the balls will come out of the ball return when the lane comes on. They don't know to actually go get them
yeah.
to start. So I can see that side of it. Nobody knows the courtesy about one at a time.
The bowling police. Could I hire you if I got a bowling alley and just kind of walk back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Put a memo out.
Like a mall cop?
Yeah, just patrol a ball up and cop. Down.
Well, I won't say anything if somebody bowls next to me at the same time. I'll just, even if I'm about to bowl, I'll just stop and go, sorry, go ahead. And then I'll back up.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Unless
you bowl league, nobody does that.
I mean, it's absurd.
There are some people that will. I know that. Oh, I bowl.
It's like, it's like not walking through your line when you're putting playing golf.
Okay, I know it is. I'm not a good enough golfer to even. I don't care. That's not going to mess with me if you walk across.
Yeah, but it's just the etiquette.
Have you been yelled at about it before?
Oh, yeah, when I first started, 100% absolutely. I have. Yeah, I've been yelled about. It's like, okay, my fault. I'll try my best. I'm learning.
Right. It wasn't even the guy that was actually putting at the time. He was off the green. He's like, you're walking right in my line. I'm like, sorry, dude. I was just kind of walking to my ball.
You're not
there.
Good enough to have a line,
right,
sir.
Yeah.
So calm down. And with the whole bowling thing, I think they have to just, I don't know if it's, I feel like if you post something about it, like rules on a wall, that may go a little too far because we are there to have fun. And maybe they don't know that you can go and get balls off the wall. I don't know. Maybe it's their first time.
And but they told them.
Right.
You can, and hey, what's that
so
wall
not a
of,
jerk.
What's that wall right. of balls for anyway over there?
You would think that you would know. Yeah, we're kind of using those.
That's all the 300s that have been selected.
I'd go try to find the same ball that I was using, and then if I could, I would come back and grab it. Like, okay, well, hey, I went and got another ball, so y'all can use that one. I'm going to just use this one. And if not, then I would take that ball, and I would stand right by the machine, and every time it came out, I would just hold on to it.
Yeah, protect your ball. Bring a case to the bowling alley to keep your ball in while you wait for your spot.
Or you do that. If you bowl a lot, just get your own ball.
But then somebody might just pick it up on the thing.
You know,
and then when they have it for everybody.
That happened to me.
That's a no-no.
Because I do have my own bowling ball, and I brought it one time to the bowling alley. And someone just
not for everybody.
And then there are times where people will roll the ball down the alley once, and then not even wait for that ball to come back. They'll just go to the ball return and just pick up another one to use another one. And yeah, they did. They picked up my ball a couple of times to use it.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
Of course, yeah.
You said he did it multiple times.
Well, the first time I just went, oh, okay, you know.
Okay, you can use my ball.
Yeah, it happened once. And then after a couple of times, you go, well, that's my personal ball. So, you know, oh, okay, my fault. And he was nice about it. But
the idiot.
Yeah, bowling alleys, you got to go with the large group so you have the two lanes next to each other. Or you go at a time where nobody could possibly come and sit in the lane next to you.
And I know a lot of people will go the bouncing lanes, even if there is one or two bowlers, and just kind of go back and forth. Right. If the bowling alley is not as crowded, and that's fine too. But just a casual round, yeah, I think he definitely is not a jerk for saying anything.
I don't think so at all.
But when she says they are not yours, they are for everyone.
I mean, she's technically correct.
Technically, but that one in particular, because I signed my lease on that one. That's mine.
You want me to kick my shoes off? You want to wear those too?
I know, I was about to say
that's for everybody too.
Like, then you go, well, take your shoes off. I'd like to wear yours. Let's take turns wearing shoes.
You want to use my wrist glove thing?
There's a towel. You don't want to use that one also. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com. Send in those scenarios. We do it every single Thursday at 9:55. Can't wait to read yours.